Catherine Rowan, arise.
When Catherine Rowan stepped off the train in a very hairy down floor room, she saw only one man standing on the station platform under a big umbrella. She went to him and asked if he could tell her where the parochial school was. She was a stranger in town. A teacher who was to teach and manage the new parochial school. He answered that he was going that direction himself and would take her there under his big umbrella. While walking to the parochial school under the big umbrella, she also told him that she was a teacher of music and intended to start a piano class right away. He was delighted and asked her then and there to count in one of his daughters as a pupil. As a joke, he handed her a silver dollar in part payment and as far as that first lesson, she kept that dollar for many years, and as far as I know, Aggie still has it. As time went on, these two became close friends, and so on May 3rd, 1879, were married in St. Peter's Catholic Church, Oakland, Maryland, by the Reverend Joseph Cruiser. Incidentally, this was the only marriage that Father Cruiser performed. He could not take the hard cold winter that set in, got pneumonia, and died before spring. Seven children were born this year: Harry Augustine, Lil Joseph, Estelle Magdalene, Dennis Rowan, Agnes Josephine, John Thomas,